Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast.
Kick My Brother Podcast
with Chris and Kyle. Hey! For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into.
Hey! Well, I like it.
Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
Morning, nighttime, you know, try to cover the whole area of it. Maybe afternoon if you're driving home.
Yeah, I guess you can listen anytime you really want.
Yeah, you can. That's what's nice about recording, letting it just live out there.
Yep, it never goes away. What could go away, I suppose?
What could go away?
The recording.
Oh, I thought you meant this rash I have. There's no way this thing's going away. No way in hell. Anyway, welcome everybody.
That's right.
Dude, it's Joe.
Yeah. So it's been interesting. So we were talking kind of pre-show, we're trying to come up with a topic, what to talk about, which is always,
yeah.
Well,
you know, it's like mid-January and all the hell, a lot going on.
Yeah, the post-holiday lull.
Right before the big Martin Luther King birthday celebration on Monday.
President's Day.
Is that Martin Luther King?
I think President's Day is first.
Oh, all right. Well, it should be first. I mean, Martin Luther wasn't a president.
I might be wrong.
All right, well, that's all right. There's no penalty for being wrong. It's just like, I didn't know.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Whoa, that's like February, dude. I was just talking about middle of February and all that.
Isn't that when Martin Luther King Day is?
In February? Maybe you're right. Maybe President's Day is in January.
Oh, I don't know. You know what it is? I think I confused Martin Luther King Day because Black History Month is in February.
Ah, that's right. So, that is right. And the leap year, Black History Month, is an extra day.
That's right.
That gets an extra day, so don't complain there.
Yeah. It's also the only month that's only got 28 most of the time.
Yeah, well, most of the time, but well, there's those freaky leap years. You get the extra day.
That's right. So we were trying to go with some different topics. The post-holiday lull, the pre-Martin Luther King Day celebration.
It's the middle of fucking January, man.
Was it you that said it was Dave Grohl's birthday today?
It is. It is Dave Grohl's birthday. The dude's like 46 or something like that.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's 46, something like that. Let me just see here. I can't find it. Yeah, I think he's 46, 48 or something like that. But, I think he's definitely 46. He had a really cool birthday bash at the Forum on Saturday night. It's totally cool. Like, I don't know. Of course, Nirvana was out in the early 90s, right? He's a big player in that. He wasn't the original drummer for Nirvana, but somebody else. But they brought him in afterward, and he just, you know, killed this. He was killing the skins.
I kind of heard a different story about that.
What'd you hear?
Well, I heard that he was pretty good, I guess, but he had to drive, like, really far. He was driving in some really far away or something crazy. And Kurt Cobain wasn't really sure about him, and, like, pretty much he was, like, kicking out of the band. He wasn't making it to practice or something like that, and so he pretty much had to, like, yell at him, and then once he yelled at him once, he kind of bumped in and got done.
Right. Well, he came from the band Scream, I think, a long time ago. He was kind of a punk band, Scream, before he joined Nirvana. But
I think I think Kurbane yelled at him. I think Kurbane wrote a note and said, "Yeah, take it seriously."
Maybe that's what it was. I don't see Kurt Cobain yelling at anybody.
No.
Let me tell me a story about a heroin addict who screams at people.
I'm gonna look that story up right now.
But one thing I do like about the Dave Grohl is the dude is keeping rock alive. You know?
Yeah.
He's totally keeping rock alive. And like I said, on Saturday night was his birthday, January 10th. No, I mean, today's his birthday, whatever, but he had the show. I mean, if you can command a performance at the Forum for your birthday. That's a fucking life, right?
Oh, yeah.
David,
well.
Lemmy was at the show. Lemmy did this part of the show. I mean, Kilmister from Motorhead. He had all his heroes there. David Lee Roth showed up and did it Panama at the Forum. A bunch of other peeps were there, but that's a killer night at the Forum. That's a killer show. What were you looking up again? I forget.
That's the wrong thing. That.
Whether Kurt Cobain yelled at him.
Yeah, or I told him I that's gonna be forever Nirvana.
Looking up. Are you using the Google machine?
Yeah, I'm just well. Yeah. I guess you could call that.
Oh, no, I thought that's what you're using. Because that's a pretty good... All right, let me check this out. Ready? I got something for you. Let me see if I can find it.
So annoying.
I got the set list from Friday night. Do I have a set list? Hold on. Oh, yeah, ready for this?
Okay.
Slash was there. Jack Black and Kyle Bass, I think it's that, whatever. Alice Cooper played a show. Harry Farrell did Miss You. Oh, here's a funny story from the show from Saturday night. Perry Farrell was he came out and they were doing Miss You, and Perry had to hand the vocals off to the drummer for Foo Fighters because he said, "I don't know the lyrics of this song for the Stones."
Mm-hmm.
Then they did a Mountain Song after that, but my understanding was it was hard to hear Perry's vocals over the music, but that's all right. Which is kind of weird because Perry can kind of scream. And then Zakk Wylde, they did a couple. Actually, let me read the set list. Pretty wild set list. I'll just skim through it. They did start off with Paul Stanley with Kiss. He was out there. Detroit Rock City, Do You Love Me? Then they did four Foo Fighters songs. Slash, they did Tie Your Mother Down from Queen, an Immigrant Song from, what's the Jack Black band's name? Infectious D? Tenacious D.
Jack Black.
Jack Black did the Tenacious D, Immigrant Song, Zeppelin. That Alice Cooper played, that School's Out in 18. It was like a 3.5-hour show, man. Pretty wild. Yep.
I couldn't find the actual letter, but here's what Dave Grohl said about his time at Nirvana.
Nirvana?
What you got? Yeah. I don't think I've ever told anyone this, but there were times when Kurt was really unhappy with the way I played drums. I hear him talking about how much he thought I sucked.
So you're kind of summing up right now, anyway.
Yeah, but he'd never say it to me. If I confront about it, is there a problem if you want me to leave? Just ask. He'd say, no. What's that happened later around In Utero, the band's last album? That's when I think Kurt became unhappy with what was happening in the band. They were on like five or six drummers. And yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, what was that?
What
was that?
You know what it was? Snot Rocket, everybody. Loading up.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense though, because at that time the band was becoming a little more commercial, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I was in college. I think you were too when In Utero came out. And you know, I think that was that after Nevermind. It was, right? Was that Nevermind. I think it was.
Mm.
I think so. So anyway, I asked somebody in school. How the album is. I was like, oh, this album, oh, you know, have it, whatever. And they're like, it's a great album if you want to kill yourself.
What's that?
In Utero.
What was on that album?
Oh, you got Rape Me.
I wish
I could be your cancer and it turns black.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a dark album. I mean, Nirvana wasn't a happy band. But anyway...
But
I was saying before, is the value with Dave Grohl today still is just keeping rock alive, man. Just keeping rock and roll alive.
Yeah, he's. I didn't realize this. I mean, I thought. It's funny. I didn't even realize that Dave Grohl was, well, back then, I guess, when he was in Nirvana, I just thought he was a drummer.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but he's a great, talented musician. This guy.
Oh, he plays drums, lead vocalist, lead guitar, songwriter, director.
Well, that was the other thing I think I heard later on is actually as life went on is actually that I heard that. Well, here actually I think I have that quote, and I might be. You know, we just talked about like how he thought that. Might as well just get right to it, right? Let me see if I can find it.
Might as well.
Here it is, a Kurt Cobain interview. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, Kurt Cobain's commenting on Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
All right, on.
Yeah, I see.
So I've been fired up. Ever since we've had this band going, I've wanted that kind of a sound because it sounds so natural and real.
In Utero also marked the debut of Chris Novoselic and Dave Grohl as co-songwriters, a development that Cobain said he found particularly gratifying.
Dave came up with the drum beat, and we just built the band off of the drum. And the riff, yeah. He came up with the drum beat, and then he showed me the riff, you know? And it was really simple, and I thought, well, this could work. And it was kind of bonehead. We work on it, and it turned out great. And now I'm excited about it, because now we can write together.
Within Utero completed.
It's hard to hear. I mean, Kurt's always hard to hear anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's talking about the drum beat and how simple it was and how Kurt liked it. It was for In Utero sessions, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, you see all the different songs that he's written. And
well, do you know who Pap Smear is?
Pap Smear?
Did you get your Pap Smear today? Did you get that? Your Pap Smear?
No.
Do you know who Pat Smear is, though?
No.
He was, he's now with the Foo Fighters, but do you remember when, if you can visualize, I know we're getting down the road a little bit, but if you can visualize Nirvana's Unplugged show?
Okay.
Did you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Do you remember that one dude who was kind of off to the side playing guitar a little bit? He kind of looked a little weirded out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Pat Smear. He had, like, the black hair and everything like that. I forgot where he started. He played with the Germs, the band of the Germs in the late 70s, whatever. And anyway, Pat Smear kind of jumped in as another guitarist in Nirvana. And the first I had seen him, was from Unplugged show. And there's a story, true story, and it makes a lot of sense now, is that there was one time around the Unplugged time period where Pat Smear kind of came around a corner or something. I don't know if it was Dave Grohl was in his car or wherever he was, but he kind of caught Dave Grohl writing lyrics.
Okay.
But they weren't lyrics for Nirvana.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Dave was kind of like, you know, let's keep this quiet a little bit. So Dave kind of had an idea that Kurt probably wasn't going to make it, you know. I don't mean make it as a musician, but make it beyond many more years into an extensive music career. And was actually a side note, did Kurt Cobain die when he was 27 also?
He did. I just randomly came across some stuff where I think they were on, I think him and maybe Grohl and Cobain were probably, I think they were fighting before that show.
Before the Unplugged show?
Yeah, there's a rumor about
really?
That. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if Kurt got along with a lot of people, man. Cranky bastard.
Yeah, he was, you know.
Here's a funny story about Kurt. I don't know if you ever met him. My one of my roommates in college, his name was Dave.
Did you know that he wrote or co-wrote Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Dave Grohl did?
Allegedly, yes.
I believe it, man. Well, no, the dude's been in, like,
I mean, he gets the music. He gets, it's, this is not the music, and it's on the lyrics.
Wait, he got credit for lyrics?
No, he got credit for music.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean, Dave Grohl, right? Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Queens of Stone Age, them Crooked Vultures. I mean, seriously, these are some seriously good bands. He's not just playing drums for all these bands either. Writing, you know, playing guitar, singing, you know, that's a huge talent, man.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Dave Grohl. Blow out those fucking candles, man. I think he did on Saturday night after that huge show.
Do you think he just did like the, when he blew out his candles, do you think he had like the 47? Or do you think he had 47 candles?
Do I think what?
Do you think he just did the number, like the 4-7 or whatever hell he is?
He's 46.
So you think he had, like, you know, like doing 46 candles, that he had, like, a 4 and a 6 and did it that way?
Oh, yeah, probably. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think he did, like, a huge cake with, 46 fucking candles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a career, man. That's pretty awesome. But I like the Dave Grohl, man. He's, like I said, he's keeping rock and roll alive, and I'm a big rock and roll fan.
But he also seems like just a cool dude in general.
Oh, totally laid back, yeah. Totally laid back. I mean, do you know anybody else in the music industry today that is as broadly talented as he is?
Oh, you know, I forgot about this, too. He has a documentary out right now, I think.
Which one? The Foo Fighters one?
No. Like, he went and it's about, like, this recording studio in L.A., I think, that was closing.
Oh, shoot. Wait, that was awesome. It's actually, hold on, let me.
Sound City.
That's a great, that's actually been out for a couple of years, man.
Oh, yeah, I saw that right now.
You know our boy Jared?
Yeah, sure.
And Jared? All right, okay. He was talking about it a couple of years ago, and I had just seen it. And Sound City is an extremely popular place. Fleetwood Mac and record their album. I'm only going to need to name one.
Yeah, well, I know. That's what I remember. That's.
But they kept the same soundboard. He bought that soundboard, dude. It's like a handmade soundboard from
Sound
City.
Yeah.
It's all like, I don't know if it's analog. I'd be talking out of school or whatever.
It was a couple years ago. I shouldn't say now. You're right. Because I do actually remember seeing parts of it. And like,
that's great. Did you ever see it, man?
And all these people came in, like, sang with them. I remember that.
Oh, totally. Like, Lemmy was one of them. Like, oh, people, they wanted to be recorded on that board.
Yeah, that's a great.
Yeah, I would recommend that to a lot of people. I want to see the Sound City. Ain't going to play Sound City.
Yeah, they don't have that board anymore. He still has it. Was it in his house or something for a while?
Yeah, he actually brought it. Oh, dude, if you want, peeps listening, if you want to check out the movie, holy shit, there's $8.
I remember, like, that's what I mean. I think I remember,
it.
Like,
holy shit, $8 to watch. That's a good movie, though. Like, good for Dave charging for that shit, though.
Oh, maybe this. Oh, he has. There is a new Foo Fighters Sonic Highways on HBO.
Highways, it's called?
Yeah. It's a documentary series.
I haven't seen that yet, though.
This is as of August 1st, 2014, so I don't really know.
For peeps who need to keep in score at home. But I would definitely recommend
Sonic
Highways.
I do kind of remember
this, too. Oh, Sonic Highways.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That just came out. And what is that? What is Sonic Highways? Is that about the band?
It's kind of like, yeah, about him touring with the Fighters.
Oh, okay. If you're into that shit.
We
know what happens on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Sound City, I would highly recommend. It's a great. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Actually, I do. That's what I'm saying. That's how I kind of know. I remember like that. It was in his house, and I kind of
he moved into his house. Yeah, he got to put it in his studio in his house. James Brown is in it. Lindsey Buckingham, Mike Campbell from Tom Petty, the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I seem to remember Stevie Nicks coming in and singing on it.
There's a lot of people, man.
And it was like. Yeah, but it was like an odd song. I just thought, I remember thinking, like, I was kind of excited.
Oh, the part you checked in on? Yeah. It's Kevin Croner from REO Speedwagon, Rivers Cuomo from, what's the name of that band? Weezer, I think. Yeah, Mick Fleetwood, John Fogerty, Dave Grohl, of course. It's just a Barry Manilow, Paul McCartney, Stevie Nicks. You can't go wrong with that documentary. I think it's actually a bargain for $8. Online if you want to watch it. It have good speakers too. I'd recommend that. Good audio system.
Yeah, I'm gonna send out a
Trent Reznor.
As we're on here to the Sound City movie preview. You guys can go to the Twitter page and see the preview.
Put it on there, man. Put it on the Twitter.
Yeah, put it on there now.
On our Twitter @kickmybrother on the Twitter.
Yes.
The trailer. You put the trailer out there.
The trailer.
Yeah,
no,
definitely put out there.
# Sound City.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday. I'll just say happy birthday.
David James Grohl.
Birthday.
David Grohl's. Yeah, like you're saying, no, he's totally laid back. I've never met him, but I wouldn't, if you met him, I think he would be a totally laid back dude, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got the kids, got the family life.
The whole thing going.
He wears sweatbands on his arm, on his wrists, the way you should.
Whatever happened to Kurt?
Not Vasilik, but his other guy. Whatever happened to that guy? That guy go away and stop doing music altogether? I think Tim Burton started making movies based on him. Nah, he looks like a Tim Burton character, doesn't he?
Well,
they have a lot of range, man. I mean, he's a bass player, right? I mean, those are hard to come by, but as far as any of that project, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's tall.
He's still alive, right?
Not Rocket. Yeah, he's still alive.
I saw this, Johnny, who is that? Oh, never mind, I can't remember their name, so. From what? He was born in Compton, Chris Novoselic.
He's playing in Compton?
No, he was born in Compton.
Oh, he's born in, oh, damn, he's the only white boy born in Compton.
No kidding.
get off here at Crenshaw, Ma. Gotta show you my new apartment.
He played a little bit with Foo Fighters, according to his Wikipedia page.
Oh, nice.
He, in 2011, he contributed bass and accordion to the song I Should Have Known.
Accordion. He's the only other accordion player aside from Weird Al Yankovic, I think. What song needs an accordion? What needs it? A polka? Aside from a polka?
Polka.
Dave Epp Brothers probably could use an accordion in some of their songs, I think.
I don't know about that.
Seriously, what music needs an accordion player? That's a hard instrument to play, too.
Yeah, it's super hard, dude.
Super fucking hard, but nobody has a use for it. Like the, at one time I knew this chick, right? She was tiny. She's probably like 4'8", and it might say into nicely into, you know, places we have lived. She lived in Rhode Island.
I lived there. Chicks,
did you live in Rhode Island? She's probably like 4'8", 5'1", really little.
Mm-hmm.
Asian chick. And she played the harp. No joke, she played the harp. She had two harps in her house, and her job was she wrote harp parts for symphonies.
Hmm.
That was her position, man. And this chick was crazy, man. Super energetic, like running all over the place. She's like a little bug. Man, she was little, but she was tiny. But the harp, she was as big as, like, you know, she had to stretch all the way across to get to certain strings. And I was like, those harp things. And I went to her house she had a couple of house parties in Rhode Island. And I was like, this is intimidating, you know, watching this shit happen. You live in Rhode Island, though? You went to school in Rhode Island for a little bit.
Yeah, so I live there.
You live there?
I just school there, so I live there.
Every day for a little while.
Yeah, I lived in Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence! Is that the capital?
No, I think Warwick was the capital. I might be wrong.
You're right, yeah. It's still the capital of Warwick, I think you're right.
It was awesome.
Providence is kind of it's crooked as a dog's back leg, though, isn't it? The state?
Yeah, I used to say, there's a sign, I used to say, welcome to Rhode Island, the biggest little corrupt state in the union.
It is, man. Crooked as hell, because nobody pays attention to it.
Remember, if you watch the Simpsons, I think it is, or Simpsons or Family Guy, one of those. I think it's Family
Guy. Of course,
Guy.
Yeah. Right.
They had, the change of the school changes all the time. Like, they have Buddy Cianci Middle School.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was like the renowned gangster in Rhode Island for a long time. Was he
he's the mayor.
Or mayor or something? Mayor,
mayor,
yeah.
I mean, for as much as he was dirty, he actually got a lot of shit done.
Yeah, that's what happens though, when you grease and palms.
Yeah, you know.
You grease and palms, take care of this. Make sure the garbage gets picked up on time.
That's right.
Make sure the school's got the money.
And you lived up in the New England states for a while.
Oh, yeah, I bounced around all around there, man. Yeah, I lived in New Hampshire, which sucks,
uh-huh.
Man. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend New Hampshire to anybody. It's a shitty-ass state, man. It's called the Granite State. I will say this. It does have these two things going for it. There's no estate tax, and there's no property tax. But
is that New Hampshire?
Yeah, but the drawback is there ain't a fucking thing to do, man, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You can go for hikes. I think I hiked every trail. I think I biked every trail. Did a few bars around there. But I was like, as far as anything else, it's fucking snow. I lived in Manchester. I lived in, I think it was the whole Manchester all the time. No, Hooksett. I think a place called Hooksett, New Hampshire. I think I lived out there, but I learned when I was in Manchester that it was the sixth coldest city in the country. It's fucking brutally cold, man. And I snowboarded a lot when I was out there, too. But there isn't shit to do, you know? I had some chicks out there when I lived out there, but, you know, whatever, you know? Still, there's not a lot of shit to do. There's not a lot going on in New Hampshire. But it is, isn't it like the first state in the primaries for elections?
I think it's Vermont.
All right, whatever. Second state then.
Well, it might be New Hampshire. I don't know.
It's fucking cold. I don't like living in the cold anymore, man. I don't like it.
I don't vote.
I don't vote either. I don't vote. What was it? What was the thing you said? If voting was legal? Oh, no, voting counted, it wouldn't be legal, something like that?
Yeah, if voting made a difference, it'd make it illegal.
That's right. So fuck your primaries, people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I lived there. Yeah, the Northeast. Yeah, I lived in New Hampshire. I lived in Massachusetts.
Yep.
Massachusetts.
Taxachusetts.
Taxachusetts. Massachusetts. Get all those names. Yeah, I don't know. But I will say about the Northeast, and especially Massachusetts, I enjoyed living in Massachusetts more than New Hampshire, because there's smart people there, man. There's fucking smart-ass people in Massachusetts. Got the Harvard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, Dartmouth is in New Hampshire. It's a good school. School doesn't mean shit anyway. But... I like the Massachusetts.
There's also the University of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Nah, whatever. Go play your fucking hockey. Massachusetts, yeah, I liked it though. So, yeah, it's a little bit of taxes here and there. There's actually some crooked shit going on there with Mumbles Menino. He's dead now. He was the mayor for a long time, Massachusetts. But I actually liked it. Boston's a fun city. We're good walking city, walk around. A lot of shit to do. Charles River. Walk around Charles River, see the regatta on a Sunday afternoon over Harvard Square. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Massachusetts. Actually, it's pretty good fun. It's a pretty fun town. Pretty fun state. I like to live in there.
I like the history of Boston.
Get the Paul Revere. Oh, they might have they're bidding for the. Dude, you follow the sports and activities.
The Olympics.
More than I do. Yeah, what year are they bidding for? 2016, maybe. But I will put it down now. I swear, if it's a Summer Olympics, Paul Revere is going to win the fucking equestrian. That's my prediction. That dude's a shoo-in. He's a shoo-in for the equestrian. Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics?
It's summer.
Summer? What the fuck are they going to do in the summer? I guess there's a lot of playing fields around there, I guess, right? College fields and shit.
I don't know.
I read a lot about Olympic places, though. Here's the sin about Olympics, is the kind of the drawback to it. Is it happened initially, I think, with Russia, when it happened, how many years ago? I get all fucked up with the Olympics timestamp. I don't know when they're all happening. I think it's every 2 years for every season or something like that. But what happens is, they go in, right? They build all the venues for the Olympics and put people up, and they build all the shelter for all the people to stay and all this other stuff to accommodate the influx of people and crowd and athletes and the media and everything like that. And then they pull out, right, when the Olympics are out or over.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of countries and places and cities don't know what to do with these, with the venues and the apartments. So you know what I found out, Kyle? I was doing some research. You know what they do with these empty accommodations, like the empty halls and stuff like that?
What?
You know what they do with them? It's a dark secret.
Snuff films?
Snuff films. You use those halls for snuff films.
Yep.
It's a dark, dark secret. The Olympics don't want you to know.
Yeah.
But that's what they use for.
Well, they may not.
Dark secret.
Yep. Well, most of those halls are converted CD manufacturers.
The city manufacturers?
Oh, CD
manufacturers. Manufacturers, yeah.
Yep.
But nobody buys CDs anymore, see, that's the thing.
No. So, making them in the dorm rooms is pretty smart.
Yeah, that's true. Or you can just get cheap rent. Like some homeless dude is like, I'm going to stay in this dorm. $50 a month.
So I never lived like in the center of the country at all. I've always kind of been
Midwestern,
USA. I think I would like, I mean, outside of the cold, I think I would like Chicago and,
they say outside the cold, dude, Chicago's like, outside the cold for Chicago is like August.
Somebody was telling me, I don't know too much about Chicago.
It's humid ass.
Once or twice, is apparently, I don't know, there was like some crazy storm and like the lake, I don't know what lake they're on. Is that Lake Champlain?
Lake Champlain?
Is that the lake that Chicago's on? Like, is that Lake Michigan?
Lake Michigan, I think. Lake Ontario. Oh, Lake Ontario is up in North. I think it's Lake Michigan.
Anyway. So anyway, like the lake literally had like a tidal wave thing or something, and it came over, and apparently it's a true story, and it came over in the middle of winter, and like the big, huge wave came over and got onto the freeway.
What? Like Sharknado?
Yeah, and like all the cars instantly froze to the ground. Like,
wait,
no one could drive
anywhere.
What
year was this, dude?
1946.
No, it was, like, recent.
All the cars froze after a big wave hit them?
And then, like, people, like, yeah, they had, like, literally, like, they, like, pretty much, almost want to say, they want to say helicopter people out.
it was like Armageddon there.
Yeah. And they, people, like, they took them, like, to the hospital, and, like, this is where you're going. And they, like, took, like, forklifts and lifted the cars up. Off the freeway.
Why was it ever like mentioned? Was it mentioned on the news or anything?
For the news? Yeah, I kind of remember hearing about it.
When was this crazy shit happened?
I'm gonna try and find it here. Chicago storm.
Chicago badass storm. All the pizza taverns were shut down for the night. Nobody could double. Nobody could discount double check for the night.
Yeah, oh, that's a Scotland storm.
Scotland. A little off.
What's this?
Would you
Chicago
like to live
in?
What's that?
I'm going to say my wave hit Chicago, and that's it. Wave hit Chicago.
What's the date of the story?
Well, I'm trying to, I'm looking it up still.
So. Oh, okay.
Waves hitting Chicago. Here we go. 19. Oh, heat waves.
That's a heat wave. Yeah, it gets crazy humid down there, man. We're over there.
And it's November. Here it is. November. Lake Michigan. Yep, here it is.
Yeah,
November 1st, 2004, 65-mile-an-hour winds creating freak waves of land.
2004?
You said
2004?
2014.
Oh, wait, last year. Oh, wait, like months ago. Like,
or maybe it's a different
ago.
Time, but yeah.
It's a story.
But this isn't, that's not the same style, but it's apparently it can happen.
But instantly freeze, man. That makes me think of, like, superhero shit. Like, bah, Mr. Freeze. You know? I don't think it can freeze, like, because your car is automatically has some heat generated.
Lakeshore.
Motor.
Yeah. It was, oh, yeah, here it is.
Lake effect wind.
So it says October 30th, 2012.
So 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
Hurricane Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy.
It's crazy that they get that high.
Do you know why hurricanes are named after women?
Why?
Because. Ready for this? All right. Hurricanes are named after women because they come in wet and wild, and when they leave, they take all your shit. That's why.
It's pretty funny.
That's why they're named after women. Huh. So next time you're watching some of those clever weather shows, Hurricane Helda, I know where this is going to go. I know which way this is going to go. No hurricanes ain't after guys.
I say cars frozen in Chicago. I'm sorry, they told me this story. I wish I got the
Who told again. You this story, dude? Hearsay? Was it hearsay?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown from Chicago.
No, somebody told me a story the other day.
All right. I don't know, though. I don't believe in, like, instant freezing. I don't think that's possible. Because it has to – all right, check this out. The water has to come out of the water has to come out into the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then land on an object. And then instantly freeze. It can't happen to a car because a car is already –
Chicago
like,
blizzard. Look at this. Okay, the Chicago blizzard. Lakeshore Drive, 2011. Yeah. Chicago Blizzard 2011. That's what.
Isn't Lakeshore Drive like the main drag in Chicago, I think?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Like,
yeah.
Now, like, they don't like, they close it off now. They don't let it happen.
Oh, so like a storm happens, Lake Shore Drive is shut down because it's too close to the water?
Yep.
Oh, it's closed. You can't. You got to stay at the office. I don't want to live in fucking Chicago. That sucks.
It's 2011.
That's 3 years ago. That sucks, dude. You don't want that to happen.
I'm going to take this picture, and I'm going to put this on the Twitter machine so they don't think I'm making stuff up.
And send it out to the internet?
Yep.
How do you know that picture's not that picture's not doctored, man? How do you know?
I don't.
You just got to believe?
Gotta believe, Chris, sometimes.
Sometimes. Gotta believe it's a true story.
Yep.
Telling you hell. All right, man. All right. Now, I wouldn't want to live in the Midwest either, man. I don't want to live in Midwest. And Chicago is northern Midwest, which is ridiculous. Definitely don't want to live there. Right?
Yep.
Definitely don't want to live in the Midwest, like Indiana and shit. Nothing
I don't think I want to live in it, but you know, Chicago seems like it'd be a fun town.
But fun city. People, fun shit to do.
Yeah.
But you can't go in the water. They have lakes.
You can go in the water in the summer, no?
Can't you?
Mm.
Yeah, for the 6 weeks and shit, maybe. Yeah, if you want to.
I ain't in the water.
But you're not
lake.
I know, because you've recently relocated to the AZ.
Right? I have.
You got some lakes and shit going on there. Why would you go? I've been to AZ. I've had some fun in Arizona. Like I've gone out on boats on lakes and stuff, and I haven't gone.
Like Havasu? Is that where you went?
I did. Maybe it was Havasu. One of those lakes. I did. You had some fun. Oh, was it Lake Havasu?
Yeah.
Right.
Probably Lake Idaho. I've been to Arizona. I don't know if
I think that's probably the one I went to too. Because
you made it sound like it was like upstate New York with lakes all over the place.
I think there's just one fucking lake, right?
Yeah.
And there's corners and shit. But it's fun on the lake. Would you go in the water in the lake? Would you swim in the lake?
I have swam in lakes.
Yeah, would you? Because I know you're not a big like fan of the ocean. You don't want to go in the ocean.
I just don't like getting wet.
Isn't that part of cooling off?
Yeah.
Part of the cooling off equation.
I'm really hot, then I'll go in the water. But other than that,
I want to cool off. I got two words for you, two letters: A fucking C. That's how I feel.
Exactly. Yeah. Cold beer.
I don't want to sweat. I don't want to get wet. Give me beer and
C. I don't mind sweating. I just don't like getting all wet.
Throw the fucking game on. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the lake there, but here, you know, in Southern California and San Diego, whatever, you got the beach, which I absolutely love, man. I don't mind going in the water. I love it, man. You got it, but the key is, man, you got to clean off after when you get home. Because, you know, you get the sand over you, the salt, right, from the salt from the water.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard something recently. Let me ask you a question, dude. How was the average depth the ocean, do you know?
The average depth?
Depth, D-E-P-T-H.
Oh, man, it's got to be huge. I can't even think. I don't even know.
It's not that. Not as big as you think. Not as big as you think.
Well, I see your... No, I don't know about that. Like, what would you say? What is it? Like, the depth
is six.
Like...
The average depth is 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty fucking significant, dude. You go down 6 miles, it's black. You can't get... You're not getting sunlight 6 miles down. 6 miles down?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
You're talking like the center of the earth, man, right?
Yeah.
Almost. You can't even go down that far because you have your scuba gear. You can only go, like, so far before, you run out of oxygen and everything like that. But 6 miles is the average depth. Some places are 7 miles. That's where you go to those strange fish that have their own lights on their head.
Yeah.
You know? They're doing their own thing down there.
The ocean's scary, man.
It is, and imagine how, because you go down, like, when you go down the ocean or a lake or whatever, as you go down, obviously, the water gets colder, right?
Right.
It's fucking cold. Go down, like, a mile in the ocean. Imagine how cold it is. Now, multiply that by six, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculously cold. I mean, it calls you, like, you got a wetsuit and your scuba gear, but you can't go the 6 miles down in an ocean. There's no way in hell.
I think at a certain point, and you were so far down.
Your brain, you'll just fucking explode.
Well, I think, you know, when you go so far down in water, there comes a point where you don't necessarily know which way is up.
You get disoriented.
Yeah, like,
Yeah, because your oxygen level is kind of
slowed
down.
It all kind of looks the same.
All looks the same and shit. Right.
You know, like, right. To take a while, a minute or two for your body to float, and down there, they're even going to float, and it's kind of gone, right? By all these undercurrents, it might not take you necessarily up.
I might sound like a ridiculous person here, and I think I probably will, but for the sake of that, I'll tell the story. I was snorkeling one time in Mexico. It's just snorkeling. I wasn't scuba diving, just snorkeling, right? In this little area that was kind of a sponsored snorkeling event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And warmer waters and everything like that. So I'm just snorkeling. And I saw all of a sudden you see these nice little fish and all like nicely colored. I'm like, oh, look at these nice little fish and all this stuff. See, I saw a sea turtle down there. I was like, damn, that thing's big. But it caught my eye and took a turn. I was like, holy shit. And I saw it's like fins. Dude, it was a stingray. Just took a turn and just went away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing a stingray in the water. I wasn't afraid of anything, but I was like, I don't belong here. I don't belong in the water here. This is not my backyard.
It's
this
not
is
your
like
territory.
Exactly. So people get bit by sharks, whatever, in the ocean. I'm like, well, you're in the fucking house, man. That's their house. You know?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You know? You know what to do and not.
Same thing. It's like in the
I
air
didn't
in the water.
Or anything, but I can see like, well, what's that?
It's like if you're meant to be swimming around the ocean, flying
gills,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Same thing about flying there. We're meant to fly over the place. We'd have wings.
That's right, dude.
So,
oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I wasn't scared of it. That was the moment that passed through me. I was like, I don't belong in here. This is not my backyard.
Yeah, when I did snorkeling, I had the same idea. Like, I saw this big old sea turtle. And it was cool.
Where were you snorkeling? In Hawaii?
No, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's huge. That's kind of cool. I mean,
what island were you on, man?
I was on the Big Island.
The Big Island. All right.
Mm-hmm. And
you saw a sea turtle?
Kona, yeah. And so there was this huge, I was like, wow, I mean, that's kind of my distance. But I mean, like, if that thing wanted to, it could have just said, turn around. Like, sea turtles were aggressive.
Yep.
It could have turned around and been like, ripped my face off. And I would have been like, ah.
Totally.
No.
And the thing is, there's not a fucking thing you can do about it either.
No. Remember Finding Nemo, the sea turtle that was all a big stoner?
Well, Finding Nemo, yeah. His
yeah,
name was
yeah.
Dude, I think, or Dude or something like that, wasn't it?
I can't remember his name. I don't remember his name, but I like.
They should have named him Lebowski. That's what it should have said. Yeah. And my name is Dude, man. Yeah, this the stoner turtle.
Yep.
Yeah, and he had his like son and everything like that, and the son was like, oh yeah, da 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 da. Yeah, just let him go, man. Let him do the flips. That's what they're known for. Yeah, he was actually pretty cool. And they were just doing their thing, and the what's that thing called? The current in Australia, whatever thing's called.
Yep.
I don't know. I can't believe I can't remember. I've probably seen because of my son. That's why I qualify this. Probably about 30 times. Finding Nemo.
You saw.
Yep. What's that?
You saw Finding Nemo how many times?
Probably about 30 times, man. The shit played on rotation for many years. Finding Nemo. I have the movie. I can watch it anytime I want. It's a good movie though. But you're right. I mean, the creatures of the sea, they own the ocean. That's their backyard. That's their house. So when a person gets bit by a shark or anything happens, I'm like, well, you don't fucking belong there. You know, it sucks. I'm sorry you lost a leg, but you don't. That's their house. You know. If I saw a shark, I'd freak the fuck out though. If I saw a shark.
Oh,
sure. Oh, dude, I know you're a big sports fan, than I mean, much more than I am. What's the recent story about the Dolphins dude who fell off his boat and swam 9 miles?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't really read the article. I heard about it. I mean, like, pretty impressive.
He's not like a well-known athlete, but he fell off his boat. I don't know how he fell off his boat. But he swam 9 miles to shore, and I think he encountered jellyfish along part of it.
Yeah, it looked like he was.
And I think a shark was there.
Hey, he looked pretty shook up.
But aren't you? But my point is, weren't you a fucking dolphin, dude? Weren't you a Miami Dolphin? Can't you get out of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what dolphins are all about. Anyway, no, yeah, he was like totally shaken up. Anybody would be after that traumatizing thing like that. But I know he's kind of retired. But Kyle, I called Larry King because I have his number. I told him the story. You know what he said?
What's that?
What happened to the boat?
Yeah.
What happened to the boat? Where's the boat? And I was like, Larry, stories about the swimmer, about the football player. He didn't understand. He hung up on me. I have his number, but he hangs up on me all the time. Lawrence. Lawrence King. But I would say the best place to live, I don't know. I like where I live right now. I know you like, what do you prefer, AZ or CA?
I haven't been out here very long. I think San Diego is a great place to live. I think that's probably the best place to live. And
it really is. It's expensive as hell, but it's worth it, man.
Yeah.
You're going to drop $5 for a carton of eggs. And you know what? What I always say, use the carton sparingly.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, though. I mean, obviously I was gone for about 2 years there, right?
Yeah, you went
and so I coming back this most recently, and it's funny, I wasn't gone very long, but a lot has changed, right?
Really? Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, things, like, sprung up, and, amazing, like, I mean, you don't necessarily notice it if you live there, like how stuff
is
changing and built, but then when you come
back.
You
don't pay attention every day, right?
Yep.
I have to say, though, too, I actually, I really appreciate and I really am happy that we grew up in upstate New York.
Oh, me too.
We got to experience the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be around smart people.
Yep. Well, right. That's arguable.
Some. Let me qualify that by saying some. But yeah. you got to experience the seasons. There was no, like, there's no accent in California or whatever, but we got to, you could easily go to Massachusetts or Maine or New Hampshire or Vermont. I mean, Northeast, you can, like, bounce around states in, like, a day. You can drive to a different state in one day, come back.
Yep, you should.
And I'm glad our parents weren't all into the fucking maple syrup, so we have to go to Vermont like every other weekend. So I'm glad they were.
Well, our father did work at a maple syrup factory for a while.
Our father did?
Yeah, he got fired.
No way. Did you
really? Yeah, he did. It was a really sticky situation.
Oh, shit. Well, I knew he worked at the light bulb factory, but that was just off and on.
Yeah.
It's just a comedy part of the show. maybe you could bounce around back and forth to different states and everything like that. And I kind of like the seasons. I'm glad I was able to experience it. And sleigh riding, we've talked about on the show in the past, and all that kind of shit. And I gotta mention the passing of Mario Cuomo.
Yeah,
New York State Governor. He was a good dude, man.
Yeah, here's actually a funny story. It's not a very funny story, but it's a cool story.
I'm getting a case of the HIV. Hold on.
Apparently something's going on with you.
Oh, shit.
So, we grew up in Albany, New York. And
Albany, just outside the city.
That's the capital of New York. So, obviously, a lot of politics going on. So it wasn't uncommon to see Mario Cuomo around. And so he is obviously a big figure. And so, randomly one day when I was a kid.
But he had big fingers?
I don't know.
Wait, you said he had big fingers? He was obviously big fingers?
No, he was a big figure.
Sorry. I misunderstood there for a minute.
Yeah, he was going to get a little weird.
Yeah, big
somebody's
fingers.
Reputation there, Chris. So, as a kid, so I just decided I was going to write the governor a letter.
Oh, in crayon?
Pretty close. So I wrote him a letter. I don't even remember what I said. I think I was like, hi, thank you for being the governor. You know, wasn't in school. I was just at home and mailed it off. And then, like, a week or so later, I got a message back. I got an email, I got a letter back.
Like, the actual, like, mail. You used mail.
Yeah, I got a letter back.
With a stamp and everything.
From Mario Cuomo.
Man, what did it say? Do you remember?
I was like, oh, no, thank you, for your, I think it said, like, where was I, it was like, call up the government seal and all that, signed by Mario Cuomo.
Oh.
And I remember, I think it was mom or something like that, and like, why, because I was like, because I mailed them a letter.
And Kyle, this letter's for you from Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
What the fuck is Cuomo? Why are you getting a letter from Cuomo, Kyle? What are you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you saying? We're Democrats, you know.
Well, he's a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I never get that whole political party straight.
Yeah.
I just believe what I believe in, and I believe in Santa Claus.
Well, it's funny, like, you know, so he had this very famous speech back in, like, I think it was 80, maybe 84. When,
he's becoming very popular. He almost ran for president in 84, I think.
Yeah, and so I think it was 84.
Several times, right? He did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he never did. I think there was some shady stuff there. That's why I probably couldn't
know. Some skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, but, you know, his speech, he talks about, like, housing and income inequality and all this crazy stuff and people being out of work. And it's, anyway, so that's, what, 30 years ago? And it's the same exact thing that people are, politicians nowadays are still talking about.
Yeah,
it
if I'll tell anybody,
it don't change, man.
If anyone wants to go to school for political science. It's a nice bullshit degree.
Yep.
Get yourself a nice six-figure salary.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lie for the rest of your life.
Yep, exactly.
Just lie for the rest of your life, and you'll be all cushiony.
That's all right. Nicey. Yep.
So, political science is the way to go, folks. It used to be computer science. If you want to go that way. But it's really political science.
Well, it used to be dance. Dance was a very big major for a long time.
Dance!
You used to be able to make a lot of money dancing.
That's right. Talk about Mikhail Baryshnikov, White Knight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The show Fame. We didn't even talk about the last week. Fame. I'm going to live forever.
Yep.
I think Felicia Rashad, the only defendant of Bill Cosby, was on the show Fame.
Yep.
The only defendant on there. No, wait. Jen Jackson was on Fame?
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that. What's up with Janet Jackson lately? Anybody know?
That's a good question.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
Nope.
From Janet. But she had that, like, she's got a weird chick. She had that, like, secret marriage that nobody found out for 5 years. Probably has secret babies.
Yeah.
Maybe. She probably, nobody knows where she lives or what's up. But which is a total contrast to her brother Michael, where everything was in the spotlight. Where everything he did. Michael walked on a sidewalk today in Sunset Strip. Oh, take a picture.
Yeah, they're all like, doing that same shit to his daughter now, so they won't leave her alone.
Wait, what?
His daughter.
Paris?
She was on Oprah. Like, everybody's like, the daughter of Michael Jackson, just leave her alone. Like, she hasn't done anything.
She's just a kid.
It said that,
she's like 21 or whatever.
Yeah, the Cobain daughter, too. You know, chasing her around.
What's her name again? Frances Bean, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, people
she's actually
kind of.
She's become kind of cute, man.
If I was somebody, I'd be like, just leave me alone. And that's why I would never want to really be famous. Want to give my anonymity away. That's why
people leave you alone.
So you can't see me. You can't see my face.
Yeah.
But if I want to do video, you know, to kind of mask. You know, who's the masked man?
Yeah, so folks, when we do our first public podcast where we talked about broadcasting live somewhere, which we hope to do someday, I'm going to be the dude without the mask. Kyle will be without the mask off.
I'll be
the guy with the fucking beanie on his head because I'm bald as fuck.
Yep.
But Kyle's going to be the one with the mask on his face. Are you going to have like a burglar mask, like with just the eyes that show?
Yeah, I haven't figured out. But what happened is...
Like a bank robber mask?
It'll probably come back to backfire me, because everybody's like, oh, it's like kind of like Kiss with the makeup. What do they really look like?
Yeah, at some point.
You're
going to be like Rocky from Mask.
Yeah, I haven't really thought
about it. Looks like.
I haven't really thought at all.
I have to tell people,
too.
I know we promote Netflix a lot on this show, so I got to tell people, if you want to check out a funny movie on Netflix, Elephant Man is still playing on Netflix. Elephant Man. Have you seen that movie, man? John? No?
Yeah.
John Hurt, 1980?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else is that movie? Is Anthony Hopkins. Early role for him, 1980.
Yep.
It's funny. He doesn't play he plays a doctor in that movie. That movie cracks me up every time. It cracks me up. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, never. But I remember it was like years ago.
Yeah, it's a 1980 film.
Yeah.
Hilarious dude. But it got overshadowed by the other comedy Platoon at the time. Yeah, that's how that went down the box office. It's funny how the box office works like that.
Yep.
You know, you can't ever predict it. That's what's fun. That's why we have... You know what side I like for movies? Rotten Tomatoes.
they tell you if you like their reviews.
Well, I think they have very solid reviews. It's like it's customer reviews. You know, people reviews. Rotten Tomatoes, good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good website. Put all that. Yeah.
Was Dave Grohl ever in that movie? I think he was.
I don't think he was an actor. I think he's just a director. Like the one you saw from Sound City, and then the one with where they're all on tour. That was a good one. But I haven't seen the one where they're all on tour. But I do like the Dave Grohl, coming back to that. Hey, I think he's very talented.
Yeah, sure,
I really appreciate that. No, seriously, dude. Name another. I know you're more of a bluegrass traditional Americana guy, and I'm more, you know, rock and roll, a little heavier music guy. But I know you appreciate that too. But who else is like? I mean, who else is keeping rock and roll alive? It's Dave Grohl. That's the dude that's keeping rock and roll alive.
Jack White.
That's true. Very true. And he actually has a very broad range of music as well.
I just
what's that?
The filmography. What? Or just that. Fast album. Oh, he played Satan in Tenacious D. He was in
Dave Grohl did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his acting debut?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. He did play Satan. The D hasn't been around for a while, but you can bring him back out. Oh, it's Kyle Glass. Is there a Kyle Gass? Kyle Gass, I think. Right? Is it Gass, his name? What was their movie, the Tenacious D movie? That was a great movie, dude.
It was a Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, it was Pick of Destiny. They had to get the guitar pick from what band it was, but Kyle Gass and Jack Black.
Yeah,
it's good shit, man. And actually, Jack did a lot of the vocals from what was that movie that he was in with John Cusack?
I like that movie.
Is it High Fidelity?
High Fidelity. Yep.
Yeah.
I like that movie. That's why I first even remember even seeing Jack Black like one of the first times.
It is one of them, for me as well.
Yeah.
As well. What was it?
I remember seeing him like, he doesn't look black.
What's that?
I remember seeing like, he doesn't look black.
No, he doesn't look black at all.
No.
He doesn't.
Let's get it on.
Oh, no, I know what High Fidelity is. At the very end of the film.
Yeah.
He's singing, Let's Get It On, Jack Black singing Let's Get It On, and John Cusack's dancing with a chick right on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then those two dudes are like just ripping off the records.
Yeah.
Just stealing the records
from
the DJ booth. Let's Get It On, Sugar!
Yeah.
Let's Get It On, Sugar!
What was it? Remember, like, Jack Black, like, the guy comes in looking for, like, some, like, Lionel Richie album. He starts, like, yelling at him, like,
get
out of here. She doesn't like that. She doesn't like that. Don't ever come in here.
It's a great film, dude. It's a great film. Yeah, and there's, like, the kind of narrator, like, first person perspective of the film. And he's like, I fired these guys 3 months ago, but they just come back every day, so I don't know what to do. That's how it goes, dude.
Yeah.
I love working the record store, man. It was great. I love working the record store. I didn't turn people away, but people would like buy shit when I was like ringing them out at the register. I'm like, you fucking know nothing about music.
Yep.
You know, you listen to Sister for the Voices. Is that what you're buying for your kid? No, buying fucking Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
Buy Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke, Wilson Pickett. That's what they want to hear. Not fucking Sister for the Voices or TLC. Jesus.
Yep. So, Chris, we got like 90 seconds left.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We don't really have a topic for next week either.
No, follow the Twitter, dude. I mean,
Follow the Twitter.
How the week revolves. That's how it goes.
And then, like, you know, you never know. Like, sometimes, too, I mean, like, again, going back to, like, our original whole concept of this whole show is really just, hey, you know, or come over to your house and you're sitting in the cash, eating your food, or digging through your refrigerator, talking about nonsense, never going home.
Drinking some beers and we're out.
Yeah.
And we're out, peoples.
So, we're out.
Thanks for joining
us
this week. Once again, it's the middle of fucking banal January. I hope you kept you entertained for one more week of your lives.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about Martin Luther King next week.
Keep it up. Yes, for the whole hour.
Pioneer.
That's right. All right, everybody. Enjoy your week. Thanks for having us.
Stay warm, East Coast.
Stay warm, East Coast. It's Chilly Willy.
Yep. Good night, everybody.
Kick My Brother. Good night.
Thanks for checking out the Kick My Brother podcast with Chris and Kyle.
Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Kick My Brother for past episodes and all that's going on. See you next week.